So last night I went to an event. Last night was the 2nd of November. The event was called Better Cultures. It was the fifth of the Better Culture events, and it was in Leeds. It was really quite something. It was quite interesting. I did a presentation there, and from my side of delivering that presentation, I do know that there was some element of a creative process that went into that. At the same time, I gave it some thought, not a great deal of thought. And after watching everyone do their bit, I realised that there was an area that I'd totally forgotten about when it came to creative processes and creative thinking. And it is this presentation and public speaking, because there was a fine mix of some people that were or seemed to be quite experienced, and they had this knack of being able to stand up and speak, and they had the nice PowerPoint presentations, but there was others who were really just themselves, or they knew there was the odd joke, but the way that they approached the presentation, there was this clear line of being quite creative. And in particular, when you go from one event that got quite a few claps to a group of women of four, and then you go to a guy who's talking about architecture and design, the diversity of such an event is great. But then to sit back and understand each one, and having talked to them, it was really interesting to understand some of their lines of thought and how they were thinking and how that came out in the presentation. And I think public speaking, or inspirational speaking even, I've never thought of that as being all that creative. And I think I'd probably stick by saying that again, but given the right kind of presenter, as clearly Better Culture does, in the way that it cultivates and gets these presenters in, the people are at the right point to present, and at the same time have this element of wanting to come up with some fresh ideas that are fairly straightforward, or maybe not, and really random. And it's really quite interesting to think of creative speaking as a platform in which you can communicate an idea and a value of yourself or a thought process and just speak it out to an audience. And I think that's really quite, and to be able to have that in a presentation is really quite a skill, but a very nice sort of creative process, that a thought process at least that you would have to go through. And it's quite clear that most of the people last night at Better Culture did go through that thought process, and it was really great to hear that. I think at the same time, like I'm saying, I would stick by saying it's not entirely creative, because you do get a lot of people who are rehearsed in knowing what they're saying, and in that line of thought, it's about mixing it up, I think, and trying to make it seem a lot more fresh and less rehearsed. And that's where the creative process comes in, is you can quite clearly see a part where it becomes, where public speaking becomes creative, is where people have to give it some thought, and they are pressurized to deliver something that isn't their normal thing, that it is something separate, it is something brand new that they've never had to do before. It's not the same old slides that they've ever used. It's something that links a topic to a place and to them individually, and with so many people all in one space of this type. I have to say that the Better Cultures 5 was the same, if not a greater success than the previous ones. And yeah, I look forward to not being a speaker on the other one and just going to enjoy it yet again. Yeah. So if anybody needs to find out more about Better Cultures, I'm sure if you pop that in Google with Leeds, it would come up. Yes, I think that's it really. So I hope to see you people next time at Better Cultures 6, which I think is in January.